So we'll get into the questions.
Yeah.
You can go first, mate.
Okay, so first question. What is the weirdest thing that you've seen at a show? Either backstage or...
Me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Finn. I was literally gonna say
it's
you
not the
wrapped
weirdest
up.
Thing I've ever seen.
I've never seen anyone wrapped up in a corner with something over their head for about 2 hours.
You have added it.
Hmm?
You have me.
Yeah, other than you, that is a bit of a strange sort of situation. Where nah. Josh was like, "You didn't, did you?" Like Josh's reaction was classy. Josh was like, "You didn't, did you?"
There's loads what? Of things that are worse than that.
I don't know, man. I think that is pretty. It's pretty low,
but there will be loads.
What's the worst that you've seen at a show then, away from you? Like anything backstage? Anyone doing like lines of coke or
Jay
whatever?
Freaky?
Yeah, Jay Freaky grunting at us.
Not doing lines of coke, but yeah. Yeah, grunting at us while he was doing his rows.
I remember at my PCA first timers, no, finals, there was a girl that was necking like vodka or something. Like she, no, it was Jack Daniels, that's what it was. And she had like a bottle
Zach
of Daniels. Zach Daniels from Zach Daniels Fitness. No, he's Jack Daniels. And she was necking like two or three shots. And like she stood up and she was fine. And I like she left it by me and I was like, what the fuck? And I said to Sanaa, like, I joked and I was like, do you reckon that's to drown her sorrows after she doesn't place because she was like out of shape? Or do you reckon that's to help her get dry? But in reality, she's fat. And I was just like, literally, the funniest thing is, Sanaa then came and sat down next to me afterwards. And I was like, she's drank more than Jack Daniels. And she was next to me and she goes, yeah, of course I have. And I was like, sorry. I was like, you're the one who's out of shape at a bodybuilding show thinking that's going to do anything.
It's sad though, isn't it? That?
Yeah.
Because she's obviously got a coach that's telling her to do that. Well, I imagine anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's loads of weird things at shows, but I can't like think.
I think it's the. I remember like seeing the bikini girls like drag out suitcases of like fucking food the second they were done.
Yeah.
Like legitimate suitcases. There was this blonde. I had no idea her name, and it was the first time a show. And again, someone who unfortunately is out of shape. And like a blonde bikini girl out of shape, like that's like that goes hand in hand. That's perfect. They should be in shape.
Yeah,
and she literally dragged the suitcase, unzipped it, and it was like 30,000 calories,
full of
cookies,
fire, yeah.
brownies, sweets, everything. And I was just like, what the like
in bodybuilding?
Yeah,
like,
it is weird, isn't it?
Fire.
So imagine bringing a bag of food to indulge in afterwards. Like I can understand having like a few protein bars or like a cookie or something that you've looked forward to. Like for me, I had a big bowl of cream of rice and the new grenade, or it was the new at the time, grenade Oreo bar or whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's my post show meal.
Cherry Bakewell flapjack.
Yeah. But like bringing like a suitcase or like an onslaught of food. Like as I remember, Tom Taylor, he brought like a cookie slab for me,
yeah,
and I was still competing for a few weeks, and it was lovely. I was like, oh, thanks ever so much, mate, but I'm not gonna eat this. Like my granddad ate it. Like I didn't have it because I'm prepping, but also it's like he didn't bring me a bag of food, but it's like it's weird to think like as nice
it
as is, that
though,
is.
Like
I'm
glad,
you know,
nobody got me food
because
like I wouldn't have wanted that.
Yeah,
like because you feel like almost guilty that you're not gonna eat it.
Yeah,
like because I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be like, oh well, they've bought me, so I have to eat it.
Yeah.
Like I've never had that mindset. Like
yeah.
there'd be times like growing up where my like parents would buy me, like especially when I was like starting to get into training, you know, like you'd get like chocolate, or I'd get like chocolate at Christmas, that because I'd always get it. Like growing up, you'd always get like a bit, or like Easter, you'd get like an Easter egg. Like I got to the point where I was like, when I was like 16, 17, it's like,
yeah,
I don't want that. I don't need it. Like I'm sound, and they're like, "Oh, but it's Easter. I couldn't give a fuck if it's Easter."
Wait,
like,
what about Valentine's Day and it's desserts?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's different. It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day's got
to be dessert. Yeah,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Hey, fucking, I remember pancakes all week.
Pancakes on Tuesday.
To be fair, I used to absolutely love pancakes.
I used to really like pancakes.
Like my mum would just be bashing them out, but I didn't have any this year.
Do you not?
Yeah,
no, that's disappointing.
Shannon was like, "Oh, it's pancake day. Like, should we have pancakes?" And I was like, if you want.
Did you not say it's Shrove's Tuesday? This is a day of remembrance.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not
I
a day
I'm
of celebration.
Not, I said I'm not a Christian, so I'm all right.
Okay.
But I was like, do I want pancakes? And I was thinking, yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
But do I really want pancakes? Like, then it's another sort of day where we're like eating off plan, because we'd already planned that we were going to either go for a meal or do something for Valentine's Day. I was like, I don't really want to be doing that. Like, so I was like, not really. I was like, do you? And she was like, well, not if you're not bothered.
Yeah.
I was like,
so now I was like, I'm going to have pancakes. And I was like, no, we'll just do it on Sunday. I was like, makes sense. I was like, we can actually look forward to it. I was like, kind of aligns with what I was doing. And I basically was like, you're doing it or not. Like, you have to make me pancakes. And then she made me pancakes.
How many did you have?
They were really, I don't know how do you make your pancakes? Do you make them like a thin pan, like they're tiny? They probably weighed like I maybe had like six, but they put, no, seven.
They're
eight.
Like proper thin.
They're
yeah.
ridiculously thin. Like, I dropped weight the following day and I only ate four meals that day, so it probably wasn't that many calories. Like, I had one cheat pancake that had like a few Oreo, I say a few, one Oreo crunched up, and then like some of the Biscoff spread.
Your back's fat.
Mate, my front's so lean.
Full
though.
Of Biscoff spread, that fat.
Biscoff spread. Jesus Christ. But yeah, I had one cheat and the rest good, were just like, you know what? I say it, I don't. I've Shannon only had it like a few it. Times. I think it's a bit too sickly. I don't really like Biscoff stuff.
I like it, but you know when people just like, when people have stuff like that in their diet on a daily basis, mate, I find it crazy. Yeah, like, fair enough, it's food, it's calories at the end of the day. Yeah, yeah. Like, but like I was saying earlier, in terms of like food quality, yeah, like, if I was to have that every day, I'd be like, what am I doing?
Yeah, you would be. Yeah, but I remember Finley Roberts said to me when he was prepping, I don't like dark chocolate. I can't eat dark chocolate on its own. I'm having Biscoff. And I was like, you're not having Biscoff. You're not having fats in that meal.
That is not.
Like, you're not having
not
this.
The same.
No, yeah. You're not having this.
It's like when people go like, oh, well, I'm not having, to be fair, like Nutella and nut butter, a bit closer. But even then, I'm like,
yeah,
it's not the same. Or no. Like they'll have white chocolate instead of dark chocolate. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's chocolate. It's like, yeah, it's not really the same. Like, it's calories. Yeah, I get that. But like, again, it's probably like how we think, but again, like when it comes to trying to like optimize, like these are like, let's say somebody's nailing their sleep, yeah, like nailing everything, but then they're like having white chocolate instead of dark chocolate. I'd be like, but you're nailing everything.
Yeah,
like,
why would
dark
you not?
Chocolate.
Yeah, why would you like, not just make that one swap? It
yeah,
makes it
like little
for
things
you.
Like that are going to be better off for you.
Yeah, I got offered a Viagra pre-stage.
Did you have it?
He wasn't competing, it was in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I took it and he showed me the benefits and I've never turned back. Yeah. It was great. No, I offered a Viagra and then I was like, I'm all right, mate, don't worry.
Was it Cialis?
Cialis, yeah, I took Cialis. I got offered Cialis as well. And I was like, yeah, I've heard Cialis is all right for a pump, I'll give that. But I got offered Viagra, I was like, I'm not having that.
Yeah, Cialis is Viagra.
It's a slightly different, I'm pretty
it's
sure.
The same
it's,
thing.
It's similar, but it's not the exact
it's
same.
It's to help erectile dysfunction.
Yes, but through different. It's very similar, but it's not. Viagra
did
is a little
bit. Did
you
get a boner?
I did. No, I didn't.
You couldn't see it on stage.
No, I didn't. The shorts were way too tight. There was no fucking blood flow to my
trying
fucking
to push against.
Yeah, I was like, nope, nothing there. Definitely not. But I didn't have an erection for fucking months, let alone taking that. It was actually quite funny. I once ordered a stuff on
dildo.
Konta. I ordered a big black dildo. So I don't know why.
It's quite funny.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
It didn't fit in my arse.
Yeah, it was really weird. Went straight in St. Ives though. God, she must have had bigger people before me. Yeah. Oh, this is getting weird. Yeah, I ordered stuff from Quanta and I got sent. It wasn't Viagra, but it was some sexual, like, I did not order it. I did not pay for it. I checked my order and I still have it. And like, I didn't take it after prep, but I was like thinking, because I was probably disgusted by the thought of even having sex, yeah, like especially after prep. But I was like thinking to myself, like, I wonder what, like, I've looked at it multiple times and I'm just like, I wonder what
is
this
it
would
just
be like.
A form of Viagra? Like,
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I googled it because I hadn't.
It's just different brands.
I didn't. I've never heard of it, but it's blue, and I was like, I wonder what this is. I was like, I didn't order this, and it was like, I think with my metformin, it came in the pack, or like it came with, like they didn't pack it. They almost like elastic banded like loads of packs, and it was like one of them at the top, and I was like, they clearly grabbed that from somewhere else because that's not metformin. And like, imagine if you just kept nailing,
though,
yeah, nailing metformin. You're like, why do I keep getting a boner before going to bed?
But like, that's so bad, because what if you potentially had a reaction to it, or like if you haven't ordered that,
I know,
like, people would just take
you got really
like,
high blood pressure and something that elevates that.
It is bad,
you know?
like you were obviously saying earlier about like the risk versus reward. I find it mental, and obviously there's a risk involved in everything, like sunbeds, yeah, and even like obviously natural bodybuilding is not healthy.
No,
but like I find it crazy when people are like, right, you know, the risk versus reward, I'm just going to push it a bit for, I'm going to push it a bit more, I'm happy to push it more.
But most people, they're pushing it a bit more and they're taking 2.5 grams and then they're going up to 4 grams and they're doing things in horrendous
ways. Yeah, that's
ways.
What I mean, but they're happy to do that. No, like,
that,
they either don't know or
yeah,
they're happy to.
Yeah. Oh mate, like the amount of time, a standard cycle is like, I had a guy sign up with me recently and his first cycle was 500 milligrams of total load. His second cycle was like 1200 milligrams. And like the compound choice, it was like 600 MPP, 400 EQ and 200 test.
Did
and
he
it's
have
like,
any muscle?
No, not really. And it was like, so you're taking something that's going to like MPP 19 or anything above 200 to 300 milligrams, you're going to get probably like pretty bad sides. You're taking EQ, which is going to drive up your red blood cell count. You're actually overweight, like you're objectively fat. So, like, you're then already putting yourself in a bad spot. So you're going to aromatize massively. Your test is, like, pretty low, all things considered. That could probably be a bit higher. You're not taking a DH2. And then you're taking something that's going to, like, make your problems worse. And I got asked him, I said, what's your blood pressure at? And it was like...
Did he know?
He literally was like, oh, yeah, I've tracked it. I got my mum's. It's like 150 over, like, 93. And I was like, okay, this like it's not bad. But it's not awful, but it's not great. And then, like, I got him to do it the following day faster. And it was, like, I think, like, even higher. And I was like, this just doesn't make... Like, I can see... inconsistencies here. And again, it's where people come and pay coaches, but like that was being he was told to do that. Someone I know another guy that I coach, he was similar, like it was like 800 EQ and like second cycle, no escalations, nothing, and it's like, what are you doing, man? It's so
people
so
people just do what they're told though, don't they?
Incredibly weird, but again, it's unfortunately like what happens nowadays, especially with like old school coaches and stuff. So yeah, that was a bit of a tangent.
Yeah, we didn't even really answer the question. Well, we kind of did.
Yeah.
Philip Zadarnowski.
Okay.
Would you rather coach but not be able to train, or work a boring 9 to 5 but train? I'd rather work a 9 to 5.
Yeah, I'd rather train. I think I'd struggle to talk to people constantly about their training and then not be able to train myself. Like, imagine someone sending you a wicked deadlift and being like, that's sick, I can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, like it would almost like kill the vibe. Like, even if it's one of those, if I could still do some training, whether it's like, let's say in a slightly different field, or like if I can be in the gym, cool. But if you're telling me I literally have to be like a couch potato and I just work and I can't even go step footing any gym at all, I'd be like, what am I doing it for?
And the thing is as well, they've put a boring 9 to 5. Like, if I did a 9 to 5 but I enjoyed it,
yeah,
and I could train, cool. Yeah. I'd still miss coaching from if I'd coached before. Yeah. If I'd never coached, I'd be like, yeah, sound.
Yeah.
I'm just working an office job.
Yeah.
But going from coaching to then not to like maybe a job that you hate just so you can train, I might struggle with that.
Yeah, there's definitely negatives. I think is what... Yeah. But that means that a lot of people, most of the population do jobs they don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, yeah. I've only got a few more, mate, so you just go for your ones if you want, because I can see you've got a fair few.
Because I'm really popular.
Yeah, really popular.
Gosh, I'm so popular, mate. Jeez.
Oh, is that the... You've got the physique that, ones?
Yeah,
well?
People added some in.
Okay, no, I've got a separate one for
so
them.
I did.
Okay, sorry.
Ed asked... sorry, Millie's boyfriend asked... yes. Nunes, under or overrated?
Oh, underrated.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's underrated.
Like by quite
good
a
finish good, the day.
Yeah, really good finish.
By I really quite, like him.
By quite a good distance, I think he's like really underrated. But I also think at the same time, I think he's well rated within people that understand football.
Yeah, I think he's overrated by some Liverpool fans who are like, not you, but like some who are like, he's fucking incredible.
He's the best striker
like,
in the world.
He's good, he's not incredible.
No, I think he's a borderline world-class striker. I think he could easily be the top three strikers in the world. I think him, Haaland, mate, I think
not
so. No.
Years,
yeah,
maybe.
No, mate, peak Nunes. I think, not now, I don't think he's top three strikers. I think he's probably not even top three strikers in the league. But like, Haaland, yeah, definitely. No, I'd have Nunes. Like,
who
I think
would
he's,
you rather have?
Oh, Nunes, definitely.
Would you?
I think Haaland's really good. I think I'd rather rate have him, but I think Nunes has a lot more to his game. He's a lot more creative. He runs the channels better. I think he's just a better version, but then I think Haaland's a bit more refined finishing-wise.
I think Haaland, like, give Haaland a couple of years if he carries on as he is, I think.
But you're saying Nunes, I think Nunes' ceiling is higher.
I don't.
You don't think? No. Really? I think there's not really an attribute that I'd have Haaland over Nunes, apart from maybe composure. But I'd say,
pace.
Like,
I think
Nunes is probably quick. I'd say Nunes is definitely more powerful.
I don't think he is.
You don't think? I'm surprised.
Similar.
Yeah, I'm
Haaland's
surprised.
Fucking rapid.
Yeah.
And he sounds like Haaland, so he must be good.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, again, it's different scenarios and it's a different team, but Nunes ran like Virgil ragged and Konate ragged when he played for Benfica.
Yeah, Haaland's done shit on it.
No, that's when we almost won the quadruple. Haaland did do nothing. I watched him in person and was like, I'm not really moved by him. He's just a very good striker. He's a very decent striker. Like, at that point, Hunt scored and he had Sean Millis singing a song and making a fucking career out of Haaland. And until then, I can't have Nunes not over Haaland if he's getting a guy who's literally, like, an okay singer, giving himself a career.
Like, Nunes took a while to settle in and he's still... I feel
he's very raw. They both are. They're both raw strikers, but yeah, I don't. I think both of them are pretty sound. Speaking of football, also by Millie's boyfriend, SAS or Mo, Bobby, and Mane. So Suarez, SAS, it was Suarez and Sturridge, but Sterling was involved. So let's say
it was
Suarez.
Triple S, wasn't it? Yeah, I don't know why it's SAS.
Yeah, because it was Sterling as well. And then it was Coutinho and Gerrard behind with Hendo. Like, it was
SSS CGH, wasn't it? And then who was at the back?
Ali Sissoko, Skrtel. Who else was that? Who was the
Flanagan.
Else? Kolo Touré, Flanagan. That's a horrendous back. And Mignolet. Ooh, stinky back line. But,
so what?
Suarez, Sterling, Sturridge.
Versus?
Salah, Mane, Firmino. I'll wait for you. Because I watch both.
I'm going to say Suarez.
Oh, bad shout.
Sterling, Sturridge. Nah, I think back in the day they were
on
very
vibes,
good.
Yeah. But vibes doesn't win you anything. They didn't win a trophy.
Yeah, because the whole team was shit. If they had the same midfield and defence have now, they'd
definitely
been sad.
But, like, well, no, you could know the midfield was better. Hendo, Coutinho and Gerrard was way better than, I'd argue, Hendo, like, Wijnaldum and Fabinho.
Gerrard was getting on a bit, wasn't he?
Scored like 14 goals in the league, like 10 assists. Hendo was really good then, and then Coutinho. Like, yeah, probably. Like, when you think about it, defensively, the Liverpool team.
Awful.
Yeah, it was awful. I'd personally go Salah, Mane, Firmino. I don't think there's many better front threes, like, ever. I think I'd have Real Madrid's and Barca's. And that would probably be it. I don't think City can hold a candle. I think maybe when they had Sane, Aguero, Sterling, but I don't think they were as good. Like, Mane, you've got one of the best left wingers in the Prem. Salah, you've probably got the best right winger. And Firmino, probably the best false nine.
I feel like they're not. They were good together, but, like, individually, like, yeah, Salah gets a lot of goals, but I still don't think he's that good. Like, Sturridge at his best.
Oh, Sturridge was class.
Was better than any of them.
Yeah, Sturridge was the best out of them all, like, magic-wise. You know what? I respect you say that.
Sturridge
was immense. Even when he was injured, he was technically ridiculous. And then you had Suarez, who had the biggest freak of a season ever, and Sterling as this wonder kid. So, yeah, I can understand why, but I think objectively, based off results, you've got to go for the Salah, Firmino, Mane. And it was very efficient. That's what it was. It was efficient.
Right,
you know?
We've got one more football one, then we're moving on. It's from Millie's boyfriend.
Okay.
Who you rather in your team? Prem Mo Salah or Prem CR7?
Prem Mo Salah. I'd say, mate, in your why
fucking
are you looking
hell.
He is in anybody's Premier League all time 11. He's starting
he's been
right
there
wing.
For longer.
He's not that, mate. His goals and assists. The only person I think can chat to him Premier League wise is Thierry Henry. I think that's not a bad shout.
Ronaldo was so much better than him. Like, if Ronaldo was there his whole career.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, but if he was, maybe, who would you choose?
Obviously Ronaldo.
Well, there you go,
people
then.
People remember Ronaldo at Real Madrid. He had two very good seasons at United. Two very good seasons. Salah
by
beat,
what, like, nine
who's,
at Real
okay, who's scored more goals in the Prem in
yeah,
one season?
Yeah, because he was there
Salah.
For longer.
No, he did it in his first season. Salah's first season at Liverpool
right,
scored
one
more goals.
Season, sound, he had one good season.
I think I saw something mad that, it's like, Salah had like, done more goals and assists than Ronaldo within, like, 50 or 60 less
yeah,
games.
Fair enough, he might be more efficient than him. But he's not a better footballer than him.
No, I don't think he is. But that's
so,
like, if we're going off that, like, Ben Arthur's better than Salah.
Most players are better than Salah.
Like, that's what I mean. Like,
Ben Arthur's good.
Salah is a very underrated footballer because people think he can't play football. He's very good, mate. He is very good.
He's
had moments of being, like, legitimately the best player in the world. He probably, 2021, 2022, I think he could have been up there Ballon d'Or-wise if he didn't, like, go away to the AFCON. And, like, we were literally quadruple charge, I think, that season, I think it was. Yeah, it was. And, like, he's won everything. I know Ronaldo's won a lot, but, yeah.
I'd have Ronaldo. I feel like Ronaldo's the best player I've ever seen in the Prem. Yeah, I saw Henri, but Henri was getting to, like, later stages of his career. We can't be like, oh, Henri. Like,
No. Henri, I just remember good, Henri scoring against Liverpool, shushing, and I was about 6 years old, and I was like, this guy's unstoppable.
Yeah.
Like, I literally remember being like, we can't do anything.
He was. I remember him being good, but I think I remember it more like it was just the end of his Arsenal career.
Yeah.
So he was decent, but I wasn't like, oh, my God, he's incredible. Whereas, like, Rooney and Ronaldo, partly because I was a United fan, but still, like,
oh, yeah,
they were ridiculous.
That was peak, yeah. Who was the best third striker? Like, so you got, like, Berbatov, Tevez, Saha. Who was your favourite? Tevez.
Tevez was good. Yeah.
What about Hernandez?
Chiquita. Hernandez was good just to bring on and score a header every time.
Diogo Jota, that's what he is.
Yeah, he was good, to be fair.
Yeah. Right. The last one. Thoughts on Josh Jenkins only supporting Man City since 2016.
Is that actually true?
Mate, he's got two clubs. He supports Cardiff and City. Like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, he's at that age where like he only really probably would have started getting into football like late 2010, like early 2010. So, yeah. Like, yeah. So like, because he's only what, 21, 22. So he would have been like 11, 12. So that's like peak. Like you get in, you're after school, you're going into high school, you know, you start getting FIFA, Man City winning the league. You're probably going to support Man City.
Yeah.
So yeah, thoughts. He supports two clubs. I don't need to say anything more than that.
Like, so he's from Cardiff, so he supports Cardiff anyway.
And then Man City. Wonder why it's not like, I don't know, Arsenal or something like that, because they weren't very good.
It is funny, isn't it, that? But like, I can't say, I supported United because they were the best at that time.
I supported Liverpool because of my dad and my mum.
And also because they were good at that time.
Yeah, and they were good at that time. To be fair, when I got into them, they weren't as...
No, but when your mum started supporting them, they were probably the best.
And my first proper season of like watching football, they won the Champions League.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they had Stevie G, and I got his shootout card, and I was like, this guy's cool, because he had a 5-star, and it was shiny. So yeah. Never be able to use whey protein again, or never be able to use any other supplement. You can't have whey protein. That means you can't have...
I'm saying that, because Josh, every podcast, Josh messages me, and he's like... He said whey paste again. He's like, I was waiting for it, and it's in every single one.
He's waiting for it. The bingo.
We'll add it in.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Never be able to use whey protein again, or never use any supplement. So either whey and, never be able to use whey. Yeah, so you can use any supplement, but you can't use whey.
Or can use whey and no supplements. Yeah. Quite a good question.
Yeah.
Like,
do you need mega pump? Like, does supplement mean like on cycle health support? Because if not, I'd die. Cheers. I would probably sacrifice weight.
I would say you need.
Enhanced is different to natural.
Even so, like, I wouldn't want to be. I can have other sources of protein, whereas like I would probably miss out. I'd feel like I'm missing out on caffeine, creatine, Hydroflow. I'd miss that. Sleep Supreme Sleep. I'd miss that.
Yeah.
So like, I could just have different. Sources of protein. I just have more chicken or more.
Yeah, I feel like beef, if whey was to be like extinct, you'd just be like, oh, I just may do.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be sound.
Yeah. So what would you go with? So normal supplements?
Yeah, I'd keep my supplements.
Fair enough.
Teddy Honeyset asked, at what stage should you look to get a coach? Any advice on picking coaches? As it feels there are so many out there now. That's a good question, mate.
Pick one where you love their reels.
If they do good reels.
Yeah, they love reels.
Most mornings.
Yeah.
Then I would get on that. Yeah. If he's got good reels, he also uploads the reels for the podcast as well. I'd be getting with him.
Or you just go to your Instagram, just refresh, and like whoever's just got a really good physique, they might not know anything. Like this can be anybody. Just look really good. Just apply with them.
What if
go
their back's to. Fat?
No, I'm not saying me, mate. Oh, thanks for saying I look good.
I wouldn't apply for the back.
You wouldn't apply for someone with a fat back?
No.
Oh, shit.
That's the first thing on my list. Have they got a lean back?
Really?
That's what attracts me to a coach.
I feel like someone who's asked this question, he probably actually listens to the podcast. So to put it bluntly, like, who do you think you'd resonate best with? Like, we've had plenty of clients that have applied with either me or Finn through the podcast based off how we speak, how we are, and how we word ourselves. Likewise, on social media, how somebody handles themselves. I think we've said this before, like, a lot of people get somewhat of an understanding regarding someone, how they post, what they are, what they like. And if you look up to them and think, this is somebody that I'd like to be coached by, then fair enough. Like we've said before, like someone like Dan Bastic would be quite a cool coach for like someone like me and Finn, because it would just be like straight up, tell us what to do. And if you think, like, it's so very basic and simple.
Thinking now, like if I was to say to you on the spot, and I'm not saying you have to do this, but if I was to say to you on the spot, pick three people that you wouldn't mind being coached by.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to do it, but let's say we did.
Yeah.
And we both were like,
right, let's do it. Come on. Three people. Who would you go for? I'd say Dan, because it's simple. I think he'd be quite straight up.
I think Dan would be decent for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's difficult, like, because I've not really thought of it.
Yeah.
But, and like, I wouldn't go with a lot of the, let's say, bigger names.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, I would not be like, any pro coach I wouldn't want to work with.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not a shame upon
if
them.
If I was, I think I would work, if I was going to work with one, because... Zach, I've seen Zach for like years in terms of his coaching, and he's pretty local and he's sound. I'd rather go with Zach than like Callum, because I know Zach, you know what I mean? Like, not that I don't know Callum or I don't think he's a good coach, but based on knowing the person how,
yeah, you've seen them. But I wouldn't have any aspirations to work with any of them. Nothing bad about them. It's just their sort of vibe. I don't really... For me, I'd be like, I don't really even want that. Like, I'd say to maybe someone like Tom, just from a sense of, like, I think it would be a case where he'd just tell me...
kill you.
Yeah, see if he can kill me and tell me to take more gear. No, that would be more so because I know I'd probably be allowed a lot of, like, not flexibility, but I would be allowed to do my own shit and he just tells me... you do that right, you're doing that, or maybe do this differently, you know?
But no, like, even like I say, you don't even without like thinking, but like, for example, like the guy who has asked this question, like, if he can think of like, say, three people off the top of his head, like, there you go, then,
yeah,
like that's your the three people that you've thought of, have a chat with them, see, you know, what they're like when they get back to you, see what the prices are, etc.
Go for the cheapest one,
just
go for the cheapest one that you're guaranteed
that's
a good
coach. That's your best answer,
yeah,
but yeah, like. Like Reece said, the main tips would just be someone that you resonate with, someone that you respect, someone that you look up to, someone who has good results with their existing clients, previous clients, and then just have a chat with people. There's nothing wrong with chatting with someone and being like, oh, sorry, mate, I can't afford it, or or sorry, I've chosen someone else, or like, it's part of the industry, it's part of the business. And it also asks, what stage should you look to get a coach?
When you
you're thinking about it.
Yeah. If you think you could get benefit from it, like that, I think that's a simple answer. Like, if you can get benefit from a coach, get one.
Yeah, if you're thinking about it, then you probably could do with it.
Yeah.
Under or overrated from Butcher's Wet Dream, posh wanks.
I've never had a posh wank. No, tell a lie. I did it when I was like 16 and I was like, this is shit.
The posh wank when you got a condom on. Yeah. I did it when I was like, you know, at school when they give you free condoms.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I literally, I remember like midway through, like, what, this, I'm a disgrace. Yeah, it was really bad.
So massively overrated. Yeah. Does anyone rate them? Okay, so we've done posh wanks. We haven't done them, the physical act.
We actually did. We made a cut. We made
quickly stopped both, because we were like, oh, really fancy one.
Yeah, we both tried it on each other.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we actually found it was better not having it, it was a wank, actually, having it as intercourse.
Administered anally.
Yeah,
did an anal posh wank. It was really good.
Imagine I had a posh wank in my bro.
Use a condom.
Yeah, I didn't use a condom.
Now I've got AIDS. R. Thompson Fit. Underrated or overrated? High volume training. I feel like underrated. It's underrated.
Yeah,
now,
underrated.
Yeah. People like shit on it, like, oh my god, you did three sets. What? Like, you can't do three sets.
Yeah, it's got to be low volume. Low volume, that's JP or nothing, you know. But in reality, a lot
of people
aren't
just
as strong.
Top set, back off
set. Aren't that strong, aren't that accurate, and will actually get more out of doing more in the gym.
At the start of like coaching, I have quite a lot of clients on like three and four sets on most things because they're small and they don't have a lot of muscle and they're not that accurate. And then as they get stronger and bigger, and they start to get trashed and just pull it down a bit and they're like, oh yeah, you know, I feel good.
Yeah.
So yeah, but imagine doing like two sets on a chest press or a hack squat at the start when they're like way from failure.
Yeah, exactly. Right, last one for me. Have you tried to get sponsored by JP? Surely he would accept you since you deadlift more than him. Imagine that. There's a lot of people. Unfortunately, as strong as JP is, there's a lot of people who probably deadlift more than JP.
That's the prerequisite.
Yeah, and that's like, yeah, you can only join trained by JP, team trained by JP. No, I haven't tried. I've never tried any sponsorship. I've never gone out my way. And to be fair, I probably could and maybe should have in the past, like, not like dropped a message, sponsor me. Because, but I look at it and think, if they're not approaching me, I'm not going to approach them.
Ever do that.
No, I don't think you should, but I think you could. Like, I don't think, I think there definitely could be of benefit. Like, I remember when Insight mentioned, like, messaged Sanaya. Why'd you laugh?
It's on here. But
what question that you just
read? I'll come to it.
Okay, I remember in Insight spoke to Sanaya, and Sanaya spoke about, because I got sponsored by Conte like a few months before, and or maybe like 2 months before, and they were like, oh yeah, they didn't say we wanted Reece, but they would have been like, oh, it would have been cool, and like, you kind of spoke about it like it might have been the case. So I might be adding like one, like I might be looking at it and thinking like more than it actually was. It probably is. Probably just thinking, oh, Reece would have been cool, and like as a result, like I would have chose Conte. I think Conte's proper cool, but in another universe, if Conte didn't have messaged me, they could have messaged me, and I could have messaged them and said, oh, we can do a double team signing, me and Sanaya. Like, it's one of those sort of things where, like, realistically, you can sometimes put your name out there, but you put your name out there through other stuff, and then if people want to kind of speak to you about that and speak to you about sponsorships, wicked. So I feel like it's like, you know, a footballer when they've been asked about a transfer rumour and they're like, oh, we'll see what the future brings. No, we'll see. Like, I'm not going to say never, but I'm not going to at the same time. He sponsors pros, not pro. Like, I'd be the only amateur he's sponsors, I'm pretty sure. And also, like, I'd look at it and think, like, I'd rather... What's the sponsorship? Like, oh, cool, I get to get access to the clothing, which, admittedly, I don't think is actually as good as it used to be. Like,
you say that.
No, it's the truth. That's my horrible opinion. Yeah. Do you like the new clothing?
No, it's awful.
It's wank in comparison to what it used to be. The old school clothing was better. Like, that's just my opinion. I think the website's really cool, I think, but I definitely don't think it's as good as it used to be. I think JP, as a bloke, I really, really respect what he's done. And I have massive amounts of respect. And, like, for example, he messaged me. He shared, like, some of my stories and messaged me. And I was, like, almost taken back. I was like, that's quite cool. Like, and then, like, when I spoke to James and he knew who I was like, wow, this is really weird. Like, proper, like, eye-opening. Like, really nice. It was really, like, quite a cool experience. But that's... I look up to these guys. I wouldn't want to be, like... Can you sponsor me, or like say maybe in the future, just keep doing what I do, and if that aligns, sound. But if not, at the same time, I don't need a sponsorship from anybody. You know,
I don't think you should ever beg it.
No, not even beg. Just like, it shouldn't even be. Would you even do? I've never thought I'm doing this for a sponsorship.
No.
Like, let's say for example, if Conte ceased to exist,
I think
I'm not just going
one of the least
important things.
Like factors of it, like. People get into it, don't they, because they want to get like sponsored by Gymshark or
yeah,
and it's like one, that's like one in a million, but like two, if you're getting into it, it's the same with like coaching. If you're getting into it because you want to make X amount of money a month, like you're probably gonna do shit. Like if you get into it because you enjoy training and helping people, and you know you want other people to enjoy it like you do, like you probably do pretty well.
Yeah,
and then it's just consistency. Like like we literally say we've done this now for like what, like. Soon enough, it'll be like 10 years. That's fucking scary.
Yeah, it is mad, isn't it?
Right. Cybex hack, underrated or overrated?
Overrated.
Massively overrated.
Massively overrated.
It's just a hack squat, and it's probably not as good as most other hack squats.
Yeah, and it's just pretty hard, pretty challenging. Yeah. And back about 3-4 years ago, it was the only hack that wasn't either a Matrix or a Watson. And everyone was like, oh my God, this is the best hack in the world. And it's an okay hack. It's a good hack.
It's a good hack, but
it's a good hack.
It's brutal through the mid-range. It's, again, it's quite hyped up because, like you say, it was the only one that most people were doing. So everybody then did it.
Yeah.
If Cuba and AJ started doing the Jim Lecko hack, most people would start doing the Jim Lecko hack. It's like, again, I said it on a reel.
Oof.
I spoke about it, just saying like, you know, because I do that Atlantis hack with the back pad forward and like most people are like, why are you doing that? It's like, well, it's because my back's a bit battered at the minute and any sort of compression makes it feel worse. But also, this feels really good through my quads. So why would I jump on the Cybex hack, which doesn't feel that good on my quads and fucks my back up? Yeah. Why would I jump on the Jim Lecko hack, which feels good, but again, compresses my spine, which isn't good at the minute? Like, but most people just look at what other people are doing and then like, oh, well, I saw him doing it, so I'm going to do it. It's like, it's really not the way to go. Jake Byers, do you think some form of chest fly is a must in any split?
No. I'd probably argue it's one of the least important
exercises. I often have clients go like, how come, like especially on clients on like an upper lower split, like how come I don't have a chest fly? It's like, well, you've got
How come I don't have a rear delt fly?
You've got a dip. And like, well, you don't have a rear delt fly because you've got, you know, four sets of upper back rows and you've got an upper back pull down. Or so I would actually say, I mean, it's a decent movement. And if your chest like weak, then we'd likely have it in.
This is the least valuable movement. Either, let's say, like, I think that's the least valuable movement pattern.
What, in either it being a fly or a like, reverse fly?
Everything we could do. I'd argue that is the least important because there's ways to hit the muscles. Maybe not in isolation, but to a far greater degree, greater load. And also, I think a lot of people, if you actually think about what you're doing with a press, if it's a dumbbell press, you're literally going for a very similar plane. Like, you're just not, let's say, kind of extending and then actually adducting.
I think with a fly, especially if it's like, let's say, a machine or a cable fly where you've got maybe more challenge here.
Yes.
I do think there is warrant to it because if you think about it, most chest presses...
Yeah, they don't like, fully converge.
When you lock out, it's kind of like the tension drops off a little bit. Whereas like with a fly, especially if the cable's pulling out, you get like a good sort of peak contraction. So there is benefit there, but other than that,
but the contractions are relevant because it's not in the lengthened range. And then just make sure, basically, can you do a lengthened partial on a fly? If so, it's wicked.
Just do lengthened partials on everything. Brad Elwood has asked, caffeine, under or overrated? I would say massively overrated.
Yeah, but I also think it's massively underrated when used appropriately but you don't need it.
Yeah.
So I would say if you were to give me a blanket answer over it.
I think but, yeah, the amount of times when people are like, oh mate, I didn't have a pre-workout.
Yeah, I had a shit session. Yeah.
Like, it's just in your head.
Yeah.
This is what I was laughing at. What kind of ring are you and Reese wearing? Is it a friendship ring?
Oh my God. Yes.
It's a gay relationship ring.
Yeah, it's a gay. Any gays out there that don't have these rings? You're clearly not gay.
When you look
enough.
On the inside, it says, I am gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mine doesn't say that. Mine says cum slut.
How does it? You just got personalised.
Yeah, I got. Thanks for buying me this one, mate. Yeah, means a lot.
You can't say gay.
You can.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, we on the podcast. This is a place of.
This is a safe
gay,
place.
This is a safe place of gay acceptance.
It's a safe place for gays.
Yeah.
No, it's an aura ring. If you're interested, have a Google and you'll find out. This is a Gucci ring.
Fake Gucci ring.
No, it's real.
Real Gucci ring that cost 10 quid.
825 quid. Wasn't a £9 that Shannon bought me.
Off Amazon.
No, it's off DHgate.
Okay. Fair enough.
Last one. O Mills 12. Fasted cardio. Under or overrated?
Overrated. Massively. Unless you are utilising lipolytics.
Even then, I'd still say it's overrated. Yeah, people think it's going to make a massive difference.
Like, let's say you're utilising it from a PED standpoint. Clen, your Himbine, L-carnitine, GH, things that are going to, and potentially some caffeine, things that are going to help with, let's say, just getting your heart rate up and going and actually using fat as energy. Like, there's going to be a slight acute benefit, but then if you're doing an hour's worth of that and then just going and eating in a calorie surplus, it's not going to make a massive difference. We're talking very, very slight percentages, which in a competition prep, okay, fair enough. But I would argue if you were to eat 30 less calories, you're probably
probably
going to be better off. Do your cardio when suits.
I had a client ask me if he could sip water while he was doing fasted cardio. Like, I think he thought fasted cardio meant you cannot have anything. Like, you can't even have water. I was like, mate, please hydrate if you're training. Yeah. If you're doing cardio fasted, I was like, please get yourself hydrated.
Oh my God!
Imagine, like, straight out of bed. Not drinking anything, and I was, I'd pass out. Like, fucking hell! I was like, please drink if you're gonna do it fast. I was like, you don't have to do it fast. I was like, you do it whenever you want. But if you want to do it fasted, then please don't feel like you can't have a drink.
Yeah.
I was like, make sure you get Hydroflow Fintan.
Hydroflow, it's out of stock, but there's two new flavors coming in. We can actually announce them because they'll be out by the time this comes out.
I don't know when they come out.
Oh, this week or 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, we won't announce it yet. We'll keep people waiting.
One begins with a C. The other begins with
O.
Yeah, O.
One of them, actually.
What one are you going for? O or C?
O.
I'll get C.
And we'll share.
And then we'll swap.
So you know one of the questions
on
that thing that Jack did, and it was like, what does Kel from Kendall and Kel love? And I knew it and you didn't. It was... So that's giving one away. So that's giving one away. You do a clue for C.
Pepsi's clear. What?
Well, it's made it obvious, hasn't it?
Not really.
I think it has.
You reckon?
Well, yeah, it's basically...
We'll leave that to decipher the people that are listening.
It's not Pepsi, but...
No, I didn't say that. I said Pepsi's clear.
Yeah.
Got a problem?
Pepsi Max.
Yeah, Pepsi Max. No, full sugar, full fat Pepsi.
Oh, full fat, yeah?
Yeah, full fat. I have loads of calories of those days. No wonder my back's fat.
Yeah.
I'm only eating 150 carbs.
It's full of Biscoff spread and full fat Coke.
Imagine that, being like loading up and being like, hey, man, I can spot some Coke. You've been having full sugar Coke. It's good to see it. You love handles. Right, that'll be that, guys. Hopefully everyone's enjoyed. Thank you for always for the story tags.
Very serious all of a sudden.
Thank you for the story tags.
Have we not got any other questions?
No, we're going to now get into a Rate Your Physiques episode, so stay tuned for that. We'll leave it there. Bye-bye. Finn, anything you want to say?
No.
See you later. Bye-bye.